Okay, welcome back everybody to our learning at Sha'arei. It is the fourth night of Chanukah. We are learning Lidui Nishmas and Lezeichen Nishmasa. Miriam Frohl, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah HaHasham, Rasham 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 on the table. I wasn't sure if I was going to do this, but I thought it would be very appropriate. So fourth night of Chanukah, we're about halfway through, and I thought it would be very appropriate to talk about Inyanei Diyoma and Ashir related to Chanukah instead of the Sefer. Oh, the Sefer is Bavavi Mishkan Evner. We're always trying to enhance our relationship with the Ribbono Shel'olam, and I thought it would be appropriate to relate it to Chanukah. So I'm going to be basing the shir on the Yavanim, the enemy during the time of the second base of Mikdash, that was the Chanukah enemy, and Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Because Yosef HaTzadik is the quintessential Chanukah Jew. What do we mean by that? The story of Yosef, the parashos that deal with the story of Yosef, is always read before Chanukah, on Chanukah, after Chanukah. That is not for naught. It's not an accident. The fact that the story of Yosef is always read before, during, and after Chanukah means that there are very strong connections and lessons to be learned from Yosef HaTzadik related to Chanukah. Otherwise, we wouldn't always make sure to read his story now. Okay, so Rav Soloveitchik says we're going to begin talking about the galus that faced Yosef and the galus that faced his father Yaakov. We know the Ramban tells us, Ramban quoted, it's a famous medrash, the Ramban quotes as a commentary to 12:6, Bereishis Yod Beis Pasuch Vav, which is at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. The Ramban tells you that it seems like the stories of the Avos and Aram's going to war and the digging of the wells, everything seems to be superfluous. Why do you need so many details? So the Ramban quotes the Medrash that Kol Mashi Yirala Avo Simon Lebanim. All these details are very important. They are the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. When you come to the Avos, you see that Yaakov had to sojourn into Galus, Im Lavan Garti. He was a stranger. He lived by Lavan. And then you have his son Yosef, who also goes into Galus. So the question is, why does the Hashgacha need, so to speak, Yaakov to go into Galus, and then Yosef to go into Galus, if you already have Yaakov Avinu in Galus, so you have the picture of a Galus Jew? Why do you also need Yosef in Galus? Isn't enough Komashir Avos Simon Lebanim to have Yaakov in Galus? So Soloveitchik says Yaakov was taken away from his parental home. He went through the long night of darkness, misery, distress. His assignment was to live in exile. Avram did not live in exile. He visited Egypt for a short while. Yitzchak could not leave Eretz Yisrael. Gur Ba'aretz Perachavav and Hashem appears to Yitzchak. He says, don't leave the land at all. The first of the Avos to live in exile was Yaakov Avinu. He was burdened with the mission of living as a Galus Jew. What did he have to prove? That the covenantal community, when we say covenantal community, covenant from the word bris, the covenantal community is capable of practicing Avram's unique moral code, of being close to the Almighty, of employing a lifestyle of saintliness, not only in the Promised Land, but in exile. Can the Jew survive in Galus? And Yaakov had to prove that the Jew can survive in Galus, which is why he says to Esav, upon his return, Im Lavan Garti, I have been a stranger with Lavan. And what does Rashi so famously say? That Tariyag Shamarti. Yaakov stayed with Lavan for 20 years. It was enough to settle down. It's enough to become entrenched as a citizen in Haran. He could consider himself a veteran resident of Haran. He should say, Im Lavan Yashavti. Lashav, I had a seat, I was a ben bayis, I was a regular there. No, Garti, he always remained a stranger. The way Yosef felt in Egypt. Yaakov did not assimilate, he did not integrate into Lavan's society and community. Yaakov was as dedicated at the end of 20 years in Lavan's house as the first night he spent on the cold stones in Beis El when he had the dream. What about Yosef? So now you have a Jew who proves that Yahadus can survive in Galus. So why does Yosef need to suffer in Galus? What does Yosef have to do with Chanukah? Why do we always read this story by Chanukah? What is it about Yosef? Well, we already have a Galus Jew. Who's the first Galus Jew? Yaakov. And Yaakov proves, Im Lavan Garti Va'acher Arata V'Tariyog Shamarti. So what does Yosef prove? So Rav Soloveitchik says, Yaakov proved Torah is realizable in poverty and oppression. Yaakov lived a galus of shibud. We begin the Haggadah Shal Pesach with saying, Arami ove avi, vayirei mitzrayma. Lavan wanted to destroy, and Aramean wanted to enslave and destroy my father. So Yaakov proves that Torah is realizable in poverty and oppression. The Jew is capable, if he makes up his mind, to devotion and loyalty to his ancestral tradition. No matter how poor the Jew is, no matter how oppressed, no matter how many times they try and change your wages 100 times, no matter how many times they try and steal your flocks, no matter how much they hate you and how difficult it is, Yaakov proves that we can survive a galus of oppression and emerge victorious in terms of Torah and mitzvos. What about Yosef? It's an entirely different mission. Of course the Hashgacha needed Kaviyachal Yosef, because Yosef does not have the same mission as Yaakov. Yaakov proves that Yahadus can survive a galus of oppression. What does Yosef prove?
Even being in the palace of the king, the opposite, being given the highest, he still didn't turn into...
So he proves the exact opposite. Yosef proves, very, very nice, to demonstrate that despite enormous success, unlimited riches, admiration, prominence, and power, one can still survive and maintain their commitment to the covenantal lifestyle. The immigrant, no matter what his destiny turns out to be, the exile, we are all in Galus. And we have to remember that at the time of Hanukkah, it was Galus. There was Galus Bavel, Paros Umadai, Esther Mordechai, Galus Yavon, and Galus Romi, which we are in now. What is the Yotzei Min HaKlal? Galus Yavon, because we forget that you could be in Eretz Yisrael and still be in Galus, and that is the matzav of today. Yes, we have a Medina, and yes, we have Jewish leaders, and yes, Baruch Hashem, you could daven by the Kosel, and yes, we have the freedom to fly there in an airplane like never before in our history since the Churban, and it's a tremendous gift. We have all ben zocha to step foot in Eretz Yisrael, something our grandparents and great-grandparents only dreamed of, but it's a Galus. Yavan was a galus in Eretz Yisrael. Just because you're in Eretz Yisrael does not mean that it is the end all and the be all. We still wait for Mashiach. So no matter what our destiny turns out to be, glorious success like Yosef HaTzadik or miserable failure like Yaakov, Hashgacha needed, so to speak, both of the Jews to prove, despite the differences in condition, Yahadus can survive. Historically, however, says Rav Soloveitchik, when does the Jew do better? When does the Jew do better? Historically, the Jew has proven his ability to remain loyal and devoted to his tradition. Sad. Do we need to be in such conditions to prove our devotion in poverty and oppression and distress? However, historically, I'm quoting Soloveitchik, he failed miserably to prove his loyalty when his destiny is one of success and glorious achievement. When we meet the challenge of poverty and oppression, persecution, we are courageous, we are determined, we emerge victorious in love and garti, vitariyak shamarti. However, with few exceptions, we have failed the challenge of affluence, of prominence in society. Jews have never lived as comfortably as we do now. Never in Jewish history have we been as free as we are now, particularly in the United States. I think things are changing a little bit, but this is what Soloveitchik says. Many have not met with the required quality of heroism, which is the challenge of commitment to observant, to an ancient lifestyle that has been defended through the millennia with our blood, with our tears, and our sweat. So what does Yosef come along and prove? And why is Yosef the Hanukkah Jew? Because Hanukkah was a battle against assimilation. Hanukkah was a battle that when you are not being killed for your life, but rather being taken for your spiritual riches, do you secede? Do you give in? This was the battle against the Yavanim. I can't hear.
He won.
Who?
Yosef.
Oh, so what happened with the Maccabim? We also won. We're still here. That's exactly right. So we're going too fast. Yeah.
Oh,
Let us get there.
I missed the beginning.
You did miss the beginning.
Okay. I think it's very interesting how we've done much better and we've proven ourselves so much better and historically during times of oppression. I think that it kind of is how people just do in general, like Hashem tests us. And when we're struggling, that's when we really can shine
and grow.
Yeah, grow. And it could be that, you know, comfort and opulence doesn't really lend itself to
growth.
To growth.
So that's exactly correct, because
when you don't have it.
So listen, that's why you know the least about Yaakov from the last 17 years of his life. Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Yitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Okay, Yaakov lived in Egypt for 17 years and now he's ready to die. What happened in those 17 years? How much do I know about Yaakov from the time that he's born until he gets down to Egypt? When he's struggling, the Torah narrates everything about his life. And when he's living in tranquility in Egypt, we know nothing. Something happened. 17 years. The Torah is absolutely silent. From the time he's born and his mother's davening, from in utero. He's already kicking to get out. He has a struggle to get out to learn Torah. But when he has tranquility, when all his sons are together, when there's no family conflict, when he's not fighting with his brothers, when his father-in-law doesn't want to rob him, when Dina's not being violated, when Rachel doesn't die on the road, what do you learn? He lived there for 17 years, and now he's like, oh, yeah, I really want to move on. Yeah, I wanted to get to the Nakudas, and I want to make sure to point out. Yes?
Things are good,
We learn that in the Sefer.
Right, right. We shouldn't feel the need to give us the nisayon in order for us to feel that.
We learn that absolutely beferish in the Sefer, that during the, we learn that you should practice and prepare yourselves during the quiet time so you forge a connection with them. I really want to go on. Yeah?
And also similarly, like doing chesed, not because there's a need, but you never really know what someone needs anyways. So just doing something kind just because.
Right. Okay.
I'm saying that. Not waiting for a forced opportunity. Somehow we all have the time to say tehillim when someone's sick. Somehow we all have the time to feed the neighbor whose child's in the hospital. Never.
Everything you're all saying is correct. What Soloveitchik was saying, though, what he's talking about is historically as a nation, the rates of assimilation are much higher. Jews tend to be lost much quicker. You see it today in America. The percentage of observant non-assimilated Jews in America is a fraction of Jewry in America. I can't. I have to not take a comment right now. I value all of them, but I really want to try and go on. So Yosef is the Hanukkah Jew. And we've already had the introduction of Reb Soloveitchik. Yosef proves that Yahadus can survive a galus of wealth, a galus of assimilation, a galus when the enemy says, you should be like me. And that was really galus Yavan. What they wanted was not, they didn't come after us with, you know, the cross of the Inquisition. And they didn't come after us with the knives of the Crusaders. And they didn't come after us with the gas chambers. They came after us with destroy Shabbos, no more Rosh Chodesh, banish all Torah, we're learning a no more Bris Milah. What they wanted to do was remove the identity of the Jew. Be like us and we will not kill you. This is the task that Yosef faced. We see it nowhere more strongly than in Perek Lamed Tes, in the battle with Eshes Potiphar. Eshes Potiphar represents this battle of immorality. The Yevanim were externally focused. They were focused on the guf. They were focused on beauty. They were focused on self-fulfillment without being accountable to anybody. And this is what they wanted from Knesset Yisrael. Kitov explains. I say it every year. I said it here already. No Shabbos, they said, because they wanted to say the world does not have a creator. No Bris Milah, because they said the body does not have restraint. And finally, no Rosh Chodesh, because they said time does not have sanctity. There's no Kedusha. We keep Shabbos. The world has a creator. Bris Milah represents that the body has restraint. And finally, Rosh Chodesh represents that time has value. Two different people this year told me the exact same var. One was Mrs. Feiner, Rabbi Feiner's mother, and the other one was Rabbi Halberthal. So if you look at Perek Lamed in Tehillim, I saw this word by both Mrs. Feiner and Rabbi Halberthal from Darachi, 7th grade Rabbi. Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. Mizmar, it's a zemer, a shir, it's a song. Chanukah, it's not an accent, we're celebrating Chanukah. Habayis, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, LeDavid. Aromimcha Hashem, Kidilisani, Velo Simachtai Oivaili. I will laud you, Hashem, you have raised me up, and you have not let my enemies rejoice over me. My enemy has not been victorious. So they told me, Lo Simachta Oivaili. Sin stands for Shabbos, Mem stands for Mila, Ches stands for Chodesh, and finally Tav stands for Torah. Lo simachta oivaydi. The enemy wanted to eradicate Yahadus. They did not overcome because Shabbos, simachta, Mila, Chodesh, and Torah ultimately persevered. In the name Yavan itself, the Gemara says in Masecha Shabbos, Chav Aleph Amud Beis, Kishenichnesu Yavanim Lehechal, when the Yavanim entered into the sanctuary, Timu Kol Hashmanim, they defiled all the oils. This represents the defilement of the Neshamas. We know during this time also it was a Galus. Remember, we just said it was a Galus. There were many Misyavnim. The Misyavnim were the Jews who went over to the other side. In English, we called them the Hellenists. Ukishagavra Malchus Beis Hashmona, Ivanatzchum, you know, I say, like when you buy the jam, it says if the seal is up, do not eat this, or if the seal is broken, don't eat it. So it was a miracle that they found oil, but not only that they found one pach of shemen, but it was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, implying that it was still tahar. There was only enough oil to light for one day. A nes was done. They lit for how long did the oil burn? 8 days. So there's a very famous question, what was the miracle? If there was enough oil for 1 day and it burned for 8 days, so the miracle was only 7 days. So one beautiful way to answer this, which is very important to remind ourselves of, the fact that they found oil at all that was pure is a miracle. The fact that in all the defilement, there remained something in the neshama of Kedusha and Tahora and Knesset Yisrael, that in itself is an ace. The fact that Knesset Yisrael has survived so many galios, the galios of Yaakov, which is the physical oppression, the galios of Yosef, which is the spiritual oppression, and you could still find a pach shemen sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, you could still find Jews who are faithful to Torah and Yehadus and Yerushalayim and Mitzvos, that in itself is an ace. That's a reason to celebrate Lashana Acheres, Kavum Va'asum, Yamim Tovim, Bahala V'Hoda. The next year, the Chachamim said, we're going to have a Yom Tov. How it's the primary way we celebrate. Why? One, we light menorah to commemorate the Nes of Shemen. And number two, Hallel V'Hoda'ah. If you look at the word Yavan, the Gemara says here, Kishenichesu Yavanim Lehecha under Antiochus Epiphanes, Antiochus IV, the Syrian Greeks were taking over the land, and the culture was the culture of Yavan. So I'm going to tell you something that I already knew, and then I'm going to tell you something that I heard Rabbi Zev Lef say in a shir I listened to a few weeks ago that I never considered before, and it's very, very beautiful. If you look at the letters of Yavan, okay, Yod Vav Nun, and it's interesting because it's true if it's in Rashi script, or in old-fashioned, or in regular Hebrew script, they are, so I was trying to teach this today at the Nautilus, and most people there do not know the Aleph base or Lashon HaKodesh. So I told them, imagine the Yud is the top third of your finger, okay, to the first knuckle. Vav is to the second knuckle, and Nun Sofis, the Ender Nun, I say, yeah, thank you, Yashar Koach, Hashem put a good idea in, without a blackboard, which they wouldn't have been able to see anyways, and most there are not, do not have a Jewish education, so it's really, I've spoken about how inspiring it is to Baruch Shem Bizocha to lecture there. I told them, Nun. So what do you see? Yud is a small line, first knuckle, I told them. Vav, second knuckle. Ender Nun, third knuckle. How does the enemy move in? And some of you may be familiar with this word. How does the enemy move in? It's implied in the name Yavan. We're not talking about physical annihilation. We're talking about spiritual annihilation, which is what they attempted. A little bit of impurity. A little bit. I'm not going to tell you to go eat a cheeseburger at McDonald's because you're never going to do that. A little bit, you bend the lines a little. Maybe it's not glad. I'm not saying anyone here would do that either, but I'm just trying to think, what is it? Maybe it's not glad. And then a little bit more, Vav, you know, you could just eat the salad because the salad, I'm sure the knife was clean, and you could just eat the salad because there's no meat in the salad. And before you know it, you go from Yud, a stroke, a teeny dot of impurity, Vav, a little bit more impurity, and finally, what's the Nun? You have fallen. And this is Yavan. It goes, the Yetzer Hara moves, he's very, very smart. And the enemy is also very smart. They don't come at you, you know, a starka from a year, and they say, you know, you should go eat the cheeseburger. It's never going to happen. No one's going to say, a little bit, you know, I don't know. You really shouldn't listen to that kind of music. So I'll take out the words, and now it won't be that kind of music, just like this. And now I'll just do a little bit like this. And then before you know the whole song with all the bad words and the inappropriate things that they're singing that we really shouldn't be listening to in the first place. That's Yavan. Yod, Vav is a little longer, and Nun is, what does Nun stand for? The Gemara says, why don't we say Nun in Ashrei? Ah, Nun is Nefila. Nafla lo tosif kum besulas Yisrael. She has fallen. Nafla, fallen. Lo tosif kum. She will not continue to rise. Besulas Yisrael, the virgin daughter of Israel. Therefore, you don't say Nun and Asher. You go all the way from Aleph to Tav, like A through Z. Hashem controls everything from Aleph to Zion. Zion, because I said A through Z. Hashem controls everything from A through Z and Aleph to Tav. But you don't say Nun because Nun is Nefila. Because the reality is that once a person falls so far, you can always come back, but it's much harder. So if you go 10 feet, 5 feet down the mountain, it's a lot easier to climb back up 5 feet than if you've fallen 15 feet down the mountain. And it's much easier to climb 15 feet up the mountain than to climb 30. If you only go down a third of the way on your finger, you can go back up quickly. You haven't fallen so far. But if you fall down two-thirds, it's harder yet. And if you fall down the entire length, it's very hard to rise again. This is Yavan. I heard Rabbi Zevlev say something so interesting that I never considered or heard before. Furthermore, in Lashon HaKodesh, nothing in Lashon Kodesh is an accent, not the words, not the letters, not the Shorashim, not the Nekudas and the way we vowelize. He pointed out something so interesting. Ready? The letters are all parallel to each other. There's no connectivity. There's no. You've heard this?
That's what I was going
to Oh, get who did you hear from?
All the letters that are out that are straight. Everything else has interiors.
Oh, there's no think of an aleph.
They're all outward because the yavinim were all about the body. All out. There's nothing. There's no interior. There's no.
Oh, so he said something else. Okay, but he said something else. 1 second. Please, he said something else. So you've heard this about the idea of the letters. He just said that there's lack of connection. Think of a yod, then think of a vav, and think of a nun. When I do a shin and a hey, so I do a shin, and then I swoop it directly into the hey. That's how I write shin, moves into hey. And if you look how interestingly the Israelis who are used to writing Hebrew, you'll see many of their letters are connected. Taf will go straight into resh. Tarum, I'll do taf, it can go straight into resh. Yod, Vav, Nun are three letters that have no connection between each other. What do we learn from here? That when a person falls, when a person is immoral, when a person lives only for themselves, Yod lives only for itself. It's not connected to anything. Vav lives only for itself. And Nun lives only for itself. You lack connection bein adam l'chaveru because now your body belongs to you. So who cares? You could be unfaithful. You could be with whoever you want, whenever you want. I'm not accountable bein adam l'chaveru. And also you lose connection where? Certainly, bein adam lemakom. Because look at the nun; it's the opposite way. Instead of the lamid, which goes all the way up, it's the highest letter. Nun goes down, 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 as if kaviyachot's going down to the ground. So you lose connection between people. Yod vav nun. There are three parallel lines with no. I thought it was brilliant. I never heard it before. Rabbi Zevlov is brilliant. Talmud Chacham. Yod vav nun. Not only do the letters themselves tell you how a person falls in increments, you think it's not so bad. First third of your finger. Then you think, now I could do this. Two thirds. And before you know it, nafla lo tosiv kum besulas yisol. Could you climb up the mountain again? Of course. How difficult is it once you have fallen all the way off the cliff? Almost impossible. And said Rabbi Lev, there is no connection. We sever the connection between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. And we sever the connection between us and fellow man. Yes. I'm still going to Yosef. Yeah. But you tried before and I said no comments, so now
no,
I have to take your comment.
No, it's okay. I'll hold it till after.
No, I said please go.
We were talking about connection and Abba being like last week we talked about the whole point of Abba Hashem is the connection, so maybe that's also that like what we're focusing on, like looking at that light, looking at the
through Ahava we connect to Hashem.
And
what's so interesting is all the letters of Ahava are all, nothing is, there's no parallel lines. The Aleph is curved with a line, but the line could represent the connection, but the Aleph is curved, and then the Beis, and then the, and then Beis, and then Hey. It's full of connection. I thought it was just a brilliant shot, so very, very nice. Thank you. What does this all have to do with Yosef? It is very nice. Thank you. I said everything is very nice. I just want to make sure I have time to go through the Shia. And Yosef, we said, demonstrates the battle against the Yavanim. Every tekufa has a different battle. The battle in the time of Noach was Gezel. We know that there was Arayos, there was Gil Arayos, there was Avodah Zarah, but the primary sin that sealed the deal, this is what Rashi tells us, Rashi says Gezel is what sealed the deal. Sealed the deal. In Avraham Avinu, the primary sin was the sin of Avodah Zarah, Avodah Kochavim. The people forgot that there was a Ribono Shel Olam, and he worked to bring awareness of the one God back to the world. In the time of Yosef HaTzadik, in the time of Yaakov and Lavan, he is battling against physical annihilation. First, Esav wants to kill him, and then Lavan wants to kill him. Abnos Benosai, Etzon Tzoni, Abanim Banai, Chol Asher Taro Elihu. Everything the Jew has is mine, says Lavan. You own nothing. I will violate your daughter, your wives. I will take your children. The cantonists were stolen. I will take your sheep. That represents money. So we see in the time of Cain and Hevel, the primary sin was murder. In the time of Noah, the primary sin was Gezel. In the time of Avram, the primary sin was Avodas Kochavim. In the time of Yaakov, the primary battle was a battle to maintain our physical selves. And then we come to Yosef. And what was the battle of Yosef? It was the battle of Hanukkah. It was the battle of Ruchnius. It was the battle of Yavan. Be a little bit impure. Be a little bit more impure. And be a little bit so impure until you totally fall off the cliff. Yes.
Sorry, it's like in my face.
I see you're trying to raise
no
the opposite
face.
Of Nun. One second. First your hands like this, okay. Yod, then like this, Rav, and then finally like this. Yeah.
Yosef and Yavan both start the same way.
Okay, so we're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay,
we're getting there.
So I spoiled it all.
We're getting there. So if you look at the name Yosef, what's fascinating is ready. Shani's getting there. Yod, Vav. What happened with Yosef? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
The kids are driving to Toronto, so the baby threw up all over the car. So
I think you can do better here.
They should be safe. Everyone should be safe. Let's keep going. Please listen. Please listen. When you come to Yosef, the Gemara tells us in Sota, Lamed Vav, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Vav, in Sota, how badly he wanted to sin with Eishes Potiphar. When we talk about Yosef, we can't forget how close he was to what we might call sin or assimilation. Even though his last name is Tzaddik, part of the reason his last name is Tzaddik is because he overcame the Nefila. Okay, Vayihi Kayam, as I find the every day she says to him, lay with me. Every day, B'chol Yom V'yom, what does she say? Shechva, Imi Levi. This is Yavin. She did not say, I want to kill you. She said, why do you need Shabbos? Why do you need Mila? Mila represents that you're holy to God and you're sanctified. You don't need Mila. Why do you need Rosh Chodesh? Time is profane. Every single day, she says to him, Shechva imi. And Chazal say in the Gemara that she would change her clothing twice a day. Begadim shalav shalo shachris, lo lav shalo arvis. What she wore in the morning is not what she wore in the evening. Furthermore, Chazal says she put his neck in some kind of metal brace so he could not even look down. When he came to do his work with her, he wanted to look away from her. He cannot even look away. He was forced to look up at her. Finally, he can't take it anymore. Yes, I'm not making any of this up. He was sold at the age of 17. He was in jail at the age of 18. So that means for about a year, he is trying to withstand the temptation from Eishes Potiphar. Yod, think of his letters of his name, Vav. Vayihi kayom hazeh, vayavo habaisa la'asos malachto. It was on this day he comes to the house to do his work. So Rashi says, what does that mean, he comes to do his work? Rav and Shmuel have a disagreement. Chad omar. Malachto mamash, he mamash came to do his work. He came to clean, he came to dust, he came to Windex, whatever he came to do. Chad amar la'aso sirachav ima. He came to do his work with her. The Gemara says he was so close to sinning. Okay, I'm quoting from Masechta Sota Lamed Vav, which is where Rashi is quoting from, that he was so close to sinning, he dug his fingers into the ground and his seed came out from his fingers instead of from the normal place to prevent him from sin. So when we talk about Yosef, we cannot gloss over how close he was to Nefila. The Yud was there 1 year, but we don't chas v'shalom blame. We say that this is the battle of Yavan. This is the battle of Chanukah. This is the battle of assimilation. He didn't have attention his whole life. His mother dies, his brother hates him, the only attention he got from father, that didn't go over so well for him, that made his life even worse. Then he's sold, then he's on the slave block. Finally, at the age of 17 to 18, this beautiful woman, this seductive temptress is paying attention to him. Who will know? But what does he say? Eich a'esa hara ha'gdola hazos v'chatasi le'elokim. This relates totally to our shir. He has yiras shamayim, not yiras chit. He's not afraid that Potiphar is going to find out. He's not afraid of being thrown in jail. He's not afraid he can't post bail. He's not afraid of being executed. What is he afraid of? The Ribono Shel Olam. Eich asa hara gdol hazos v'chatasi ladokim. What does he have? Yiras chet or yiras shamayim? Yiras shamayim. But finally, he can't take it anymore. And he comes to the house, and that's it. He's going to be with her every day. Shechvay me. He can't take it. And they're alone in the house. Ein ish me'anshe habayish and babayish. Everyone went to celebrate some festival to Avodah Zarah, and she says, I'm not feeling well. I'm in the way of woman. I have to stay home. And Yosef comes to clean. Vatif. Vatis pisehu bevigdo leimor shechvay me. And on that ill-fated day, Yud, Vav, we're so close to Nefila that he has to put his fingers into the ground to maintain his, he shouldn't have Zerah Levatala. Shechvaimi, Vayazov Bigdo Biyada. He leaves his garment in her hands. Vayanas Vayetze Chutza. He flees and he runs outside. And she sees that he leaves the garment in her hand. Vayanas Achutza. He ran outside. So I have a question on this pasuk, by the way. I do not have an answer to my question, so I'm just putting it out there. The next pasuk tells you, Vatikral Anshe Beso. Vatomer Lehem Ru'u Lemar. Ru'u Hevilanu Ish Ivi Litzachik Banu. Look, they brought a Hebrew to make a mockery of us. Ba'elai lishkavi mi, he tried to lay with me. That's not what happened. She's trying to lay with him. The ekra b'kol gadol. What's my question? I just told you that Rashi says, not Rashi says actually, forget Rashi. Then you could say it's just Rashi's drash. The pasuk says in pasuk Gidalef, Ein ish me'an she habayis sham babayis. Then he runs outside and the pasuk says, Vatikra la'an she besa. That's my question. I thought no one's in the house. This is even a question on the Mefarshim. This is a question on the pshat of the Psukim. One Pasuk tells me there's no one in the house. She tries to seduce him. Lay with me, she says. He runs outside. She calls to the people of her house. They brought a Hebrew to make a mockery of us. He came to sleep with me. I called in a big voice. He heard I'm screaming. He leaves his garment in my hand. Vayanas ve'etzeh chutzah. Yes. Oh, I see.
Everybody was away.
So it's the masters and the slave drivers who went to do the work, but the servants are still in the house.
Her personal maid.
Her attendants. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Very, very nice. Good, good, good. Yes.
I think just on a practical level, it doesn't make sense that she wore his coat and he would be holding her coat.
So you should know, talking about the Nautilus, Mr. Yarmuth, Alava Shalom, Mrs. Yarmuth, the principal of Shalamis's father, Alav HaShalom, used to be at the Nautilus, and to a mamish, 5 days before his patira, which was very sudden, he would come to shir. He told me many years ago, why did Potiphar throw Yosef in jail? Potiphar was the Sar HaTabachim. Targum Onkel says he was the chief executioner. Correct. Why did he throw Yosef in jail? What was the natural thing for Potiphar to do to Yosef?
To kill him.
Because Mr. Yarmuth said he knew his wife. He knew who was right and who was wrong. He knew who's trying to seduce who. Except that, how could he not save face? This Hebrew lad is accused. He had to do something. So he puts Yosef in jail. The reason he doesn't kill him is because he really does not believe his wife.
He liked Yosef.
Okay, so it was in the Shamash Avaliyah. So let's go. So please. So remember, we're talking about Yosef battling the battle against a Yavan-type battle, which is the battle of... not Gashmius, I don't mean Gashmius, I mean not physically they want to exterminate us. Spiritually, they want to kill us. So we're saying Hallel. Hallel is Kapitach Kuf Yod Gimel through Kuf Yod Chas, for the most part. But say Sisra Al Mimitzrayim, some of you may have heard this, but I'm going to add something incredible that I don't know if you've heard, but I'm going to add, if you have, you'll bear with me. But say Sisra Al Mimitzrayim, Beis Yaakov Me Amlois, when Yisrael left Egypt, the house of Yaakov was a foreign tongue. Beis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov Me Amlois. Haisa Yehuda Lekocho, Yisrael Mamshalasav, Yehuda was his holy ones. Israel was his Memshala, his dominion. Hayam Ra'a Vayanas, Hayardin Yisov Deochir. You're talking about two different splittings of bodies of water. Hayam Ra'a Vayanas, the sea saw and split. Hayardin Yisov Deochir. I just learned in Sefer Yehoshua last night and the night before about the Yard splitting. So, if you notice, three times we're told about Yosef. Vayanas hachutza, vayanas vayetze hachutza, vayanas vayetze hachutza. So, you've been saying in Halal since Hanukkah started, hayam ra'a vayanas. There's that same word again. The sea saw and fled. What did the sea, S-E-A, see, S-E-E, that it fled? So the Gemara says, Atmos Yosef. Okay, so some of you are aware of this. This is a famous teaching. Why? Because it says, by Yosef, Vayanas, Vayetze Achutza. It says, by the sea, Vayanas, Hayam Ra'a, Vayanas. What's the Mida Keneged Mida here? Let's understand this. Yosef conquered his Teva. His Teva was, as we already said, to be with Eishes Potiphar. He comes to the house to be with Eishes Potiphar. That's his Teva, to be with her. He conquers his Teva. Mida keneged mida, the sea conquered its teva. What's the teva of the sea? The teva of the sea is to be in the place where the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Mikveh Mayim, you're a pool of water, so I should be in place. Yosef conquers his teva, so the sea conquers its teva. But I noticed something, not till last week, for the first time, I'm just in the...
So what was the teva of the sea? To make a storm?
The Teva is the sea to stay in place. So it stay in place. So Mida Kenegan Mida, the sea conquered its Teva, which means to split. So really, they're both doing the exact same thing. Yosef is conquering his Teva, the sea conquers its Teva. For a man to conquer his Teva and for the sea to conquer its Teva expresses itself in two different ways, but they're really doing the same thing. That is the common denominator in Vayanas. But last week I realized that the word for Yosef fled is an interesting choice of word. It could say vayivrach, vayetze hachutza, vayaratz, vayetze hachutza, vayelech, vayetze hachutza. And I realize that if you look at the word vayanas, it has the word nes. Vav is and, yud is he, nes. What is a nes?
Miracle.
Not a miracle. What's a nes really?
Miracle.
A flag or a banner, that's exactly correct. Takab b'shofar gadol l'chayrisin, you say this every day in Shemona Esrei. V'son neis l'kabes gulatzenu. Takab b'shofar gadol l'chayrisinu. Blast the great shofar for our freedom and raise the banner of our kibbutz galios. The nace is a banner. So what happens here, actually, how do we win over Yavan? How do we win over Ishus Potiphar? How do we win over assimilation? How do we win the Golos when they want to spiritually defame us? You must raise the banner of Hashem in your home and in your life. Vayanas is, and he raised the banner of the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore the sea raised its banner and made a miracle. Hayamara Vayanas, the sea saw Atmos Yosef, who raised the banner of God in an ungodly place. You're talking about God. These are people who have no God in their lives. Yosef said the only way to win over Yavan is to raise the banner of the Ribono Shel Olam in your life. That's a nes. Vayanas, and he raised the banner, and then Vayetze Hachutza. Vayanas, he raised the banner of Hashem, and then Vayetze Hachutza. Mida Keneged Mida, the sea split, i.e. Hayam Ra'ah Vayanas. It made a miracle and it split. But then I realized today something even more astonishing. That if you look at the word Vayanas, it's composed of the word Yavan and then a Samech. Vav, Yud, Nun. So just switch the letters around. And that is Yavan. And then you have a Samech. Now we already said about Yosef HaTzadik that his name represents the beginning of Nefila. Yud, Vav. He's starting to fall. But he doesn't want to fall. What does he do? He sees the image of his father, Sota Lamed Vav. Amad Bezi sees the image of his father in the window. Rashi does not quote the whole thing, but the Gemara says there that his father appeared to him in the window, and his father said, Yosef, in the future, the names of the Shvatim will be engraved on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Do you want your name to be erased? And it will say instead, Yosef Ro'et Zonos. Not Roa like C's, yeah? That's what you could go look it up inside. Reish, Vav, Ayin, Hey. You will be the shepherd of harlots. Would you like your name to be erased? And instead it will say, the shepherd of prostitutes. When Yosef saw his father saying this, Vayanas, he raises the banner of Hashem, Vayetze Hachutza. So when, look once again at Yosef's name. Yod, Vav, he's starting to fall. That's what makes him such a tzaddik. That's why his last name is Tzaddik. Tzaddik Yipol, Sheva Vekam. Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. Tzadik Yipol Sheva. Even if you fall 7 times, even if you face the battle of Yavan 7 times, even if you're so low and you think you can't make it, Vikam, that's the final rising. That's the 8th. That's the Lamala Minateva. We ask, why do we light Hanukkah lech? If the nes was really only 7 days, because you found the nafpach shemen zayisach for 1 day, so that's 7 days. So what's the 8 days? What makes Yosef the Hanukkah Jew? What makes Yosef last name tzaddik? He was so close to sinning. Is a tzaddik someone who comes to the house to sleep with Mrs. Potiphar? Is a tzaddik someone who has to dig his fingernails into the ground and that's where his semen comes out from? That's a tzaddik? Yes, tzaddik yipol sheva, but at the last moment, v'kam, you light Hanukkah lich for 8 days, because sometimes we require l'mala min ateva to overcome the battle with Yavin. It's a hard battle. It's a hard galus. The assimilation rates are strong, and the immorality is huge. But look at Yosef's name. We don't say Nun and Ashrei. Yod, Vav, what does Samech stand for in Ashrei?
Samech.
Hashem, keep going. So may Hashem lechol hanoflim. Yosef was Yod, then he's Vav, he's about to fall, but he sees the image of his father and he doesn't want to sin, and he says, Balitar Messiah Ozo, Yuma 30 A, B, or A, I'm not sure. Yuma Lamed Chaz, and he says, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't want to sin, I think B. Please help me. Balitar, says the Gemara, says, Messiah, so if you want to be purified, Hashem will help you. And after that Vav, you're about to have the Nun. He's about to be a nofel. And what does Ribono Shel Olam do? Step in. You open for me the opening of a needle. I will open for you the opening of a hallway. And Hashem picks him up. Somech Hashem lechol hanoflim. If you want not to fall, then God will help you rise up again. As a schus, he became the pay. What's pay? What was Yosef? The poseach es yadecha, literally, Parshas Miketz. It's always read. These are always read Chanukah. Did everyone hear me say it 10 times? Look at the godless of Torah. I have a friend who used to say to me, you can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yavan, the battle of Yavan is shichva imi. The battle of Yavan is changing your clothing twice a day to seduce the Jew. The battle of Yavan is putting your neck in a metal brace so that you can't look anywhere else besides for Tuma. And he's so close. His name is Yud. His name is Vav. And he's almost a Nofel. But he doesn't want to. Bali tar misayin oso. So mech Hashem lechol hanoflim v'zokev lechol hakefufim. It's fascinating that the word uses the word Yisabeyu because Yesh Shever b'Mitzrayim. When they come down, Yaakov says, Shamati ki Yesh Shever b'Mitzrayim. Shin Beis Reish is for buying food. I've heard there's Shever Mitzrayim. Redu Shivru Lanu. Go buy for us. And they say to Yosef, we came to buy Shever Mitzrayim. After he rises, Ene Chol Eilacha Yisabeyu. Everyone's eyes are to Yosef for Shever. You give every person what he needs. There's no mass distribution. There's no one rule. Everybody gets according to the rationing. And Yosef was zocha to the greatest bracha. Poseach es yadecha umasbia lechol chai retzon. Look at this word, vayanos. It's a monumental moment of change in Yosef's life. Vayanos. He raises the banner of the Ribono Shel Olam in a world of impurity. The sea, Mida Kenegan Mida, raises its banner of the Ribono Shel Olam. But further, when you look at the word Vayanos, what is it? Yavan followed by Samech. Samech, the Samech of Yosef, which should have been a nun, overcomes the tuma, if you will, the impurity, if you will, the sinful ways of Yavan. And that's what we liked every Chanukah. And we said, why do we light for 8 days? Lo haya bo elo hadigam echad na'ase bo. What's the next word? Neis. Listen to the Lashon of the Gemara again. Okay, this is Shabbos Chaf Aleph Beis. They defiled all the oils. And when the house of the Chashmonaim were victorious, Badku v'lo matzu ala pach echad shel shemen. Shayimunach b'chos moshel koyen gadol, the seal was not broken. V'lo hayabo ala lahadlik yom echad. Na'asebo neis. A neis was done. Even look at the word neis. At first it's the nafla, and then it's the somech Hashem, the chol hanofim. The Ribono Shel Olam will help us raise the banner of God. If we but strive to raise the banner of God, we need to show the Ribono Shel Olam that we want to be kodesh, that we want to be pure, that we are the Shaman Zayizach in a world of impurity, that you strive to be a Yosef, a tzaddik, surrounded by Ishus Potiphar. We are surrounded by a world of Mrs. Potiphar's. And that was the battle of Yavan. A little more, until you've fallen so far, it's almost impossible to rise up. What's Yosef's name? Yod? Vav? But suddenly, Somech Hashem lechol hanofim, poseach es yadecha, umasbia lechol chai ratzon. Yes, you want to say something?
I think it's also fascinating that Dafka and Chanukah...
Could you talk louder?
We mentioned that Nes is a banner, and in Chanukah, we Dafka have Persim and Nisa, where we, it's kind of like our own banner, where we take the menorah, we put it in the window, for everyone to see. It's kind of like a banner, a statement.
Raising a banner, beautiful. Beautiful, very, very nice. The ikra of the nes is persume nisa, you're saying. Mama's listening to Lashon, persume nisa. What you're really publicizing is the banner of Hashem over my home. This is a home that is dedicated to God. And there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons that Yosef is the Galus Jew, and Yosef is also the Chanukah Jew. Because he was fighting the battle that preceded the Yavanim, and he's fighting our battle. So it's not just some that we like Chanukah, that we have to remember this. When we read Kriya Satorah, these parashos that deal with Yosef HaTzadik, remember how close he was to sin, and then remember it's possible to overcome. Tzadik Yipol Sheva, we don't stop at Sheva. Become Urisha'im Yakashlu Bera. What was the monumental change? Vayanas. You don't even need that word, really. You could just say, Vayazo bigdo biyada, Vayetze hachutza. It says Vayanas 3 times. Maybe I just thought of something else that's really cool in the final minute. Why do you need to repeat Vayanas 3 times? You told me 1 time already. Vayanas, Vayetze hachutza. Vayanas hachutza. Vayanas, Vayetze hachutza. Like, maybe... You don't hear what you're saying, but let me just finish my thought, please. Maybe it is the Mesorah of the Shalshalas of Vayima'ain. There's a Shalshalas over the word Vayima'ain. It's one of the 4 Shalshalot in the Torah. He refuses to be with her because the Shalshalas is like, back 3, back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. It represents staying true to the Masorah of Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Maybe that's the three Vayanas. He raised the banner for Avram, he raised the banner for Yitzhak, he raised the banner for Yaakov, and he says that the Netzach Yisrael Yali Yishakar, that no matter how hard they try, as long as Knesset Yisrael raises the banner and changes the final nun to Asamach, Samach is a circle. You must come back full circle to the Masorah of the patriarchs, Ribon Sha'olam, like Yosef, will reward us. He will be the Someich Hashem, Einich Halelecha Sobeu, Poseich HaSadech, Mespilech HaKaritzan, as long as we take the match and light the flame. Show the Ribon Sha'olam, you want it. Light it for 8 days. Overcome your teva. What's eight? Eight is l'mal min a teva. Yosef rose over his teva. The sea rose over its teva. Shavu represents teva. We light for eight because every single Jew has the ability to rise over his teva. Vayanas. Yavan, followed by Yisrael. So Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha to learn the lessons of Yosef in a very lichtige Chanukah. Yeah, someone was saying something.